Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you awesome music coming there from Halal Africa featuring Once More Six and the song Adonai, and followed by Budele Cherish. Yes, it's Budele Cherish featuring Dobby 4040 and the title of the song Never Changing God. He is Adonai. He is Elohim. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His mercy endures forever. He is good. He is awesome. On this awesome and a beautiful Monday, I'm not alone. I am with Pastor Clement Masina. We're talking on the dangers and benefits. Okay, let's start with the positive, the benefits and the dangers of AI. Muruti, welcome back.
Thank you very much for another opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah.
And to the family of Radio Pulpit as well.
Yeah, you said something very powerful before we came on air, as you were talking about how we can use AI.
Oh, okay.
In the coming future, I'm like, okay. Yeah, this is what will be happening in the future.
Definitely.
One being in. Mara, won't I as a person also get confused which is me and which is not if I have a prototype of me, or what do they call it again?
I think the other you, the issue of holographs.
Yes, a hologram. Yeah.
So holographic videos I can say videos that you can be in another province, but speaking to people in multiple places.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Obviously, on the other side, you'll appear as a holographic figure.
Yeah. But you are there fully. Everything.
Your voice, you interact, and you are able to see those multiple venues at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, it is possible.
It's no longer going to be in the movies.
Yeah.
It will be something that we do practically.
Yeah. So that's why the purpose of these sessions, that, you know, we are not prepared. We are not being prepared in using or utilizing what is available. We just find ourselves using those things, not understanding the positives and the negatives, or what is it that is actually doing to us. As in the past, I used to tell people to say, you know, some they might think that they are searching on the internet, but the internet is searching
them.
You than we're not doing.
It's getting to know you.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe we can.
So today we're talking the benefits of AI as well.
Yes.
That would be one benefit in the coming future.
Definitely.
Wish it was already here. I need it.
Yes.
What are some of the benefits? Let's look into this.
Yeah.
Let's start talking to those who are afraid of AI first, Mfundis.
Okay.
What do we say to those ones?
Yeah. Family, you know, if ever you are listening to us for the first time, basically, artificial intelligence is machines performing human tasks. I think more efficiency and also engaging in areas that are very harmful or they are dangerous. Maybe where we don't want people to be exposed to in terms of chemicals and so forth. So basically, it's not just a computer, but it is a robot that performs the task that is supposed to be performed by humans. But then AI takes it even further, that it has a level of intelligence that it can decide. Because a computer, whatever you put in, then there's something that you get out.
Yeah.
But with artificial intelligence, any input, it will look at the best scenario.
Yeah.
I'll make an example. You know, even the GPS that we use. Normally, you will it will ask you your current location and your destination.
Yes.
It will not just give you from point A to point B. It will calculate the best route for that moment. Because of the following day, it will not give you the same direction. That's the same route. So it might be a longer route, but it will you'll arrive there quicker.
Yeah.
Due to the congestion on the road.
Yeah.
That's why also it is very, very it's good that I've touched on this one.
Mm-hmm.
That before you leave home, you can even map your route.
Mm.
You can tell that at a certain point, there will be a bottleneck.
Mm.
It shows on the GPS because that section will be so red. That means you'll be standing there for 4 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
The other one, it will be amber.
Yeah.
And you can make a decision. So normally that's what I do. I don't just use it to saying from point A to point B. I map my route.
Okay.
And I decide to say, you know, on a normal day, it will take me 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But today, due to the congestion, it will take me 40 minutes. Then you decide. Yeah.
I think what makes it scary for people is that AI is studying them as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, okay. And I don't know how this one happens.
Yeah.
For example, this weekend, I was talking to my brother about something. Even it happened even in the previous weeks. We are talking. My phone is off. I'm not typing it.
Yes.
I'm not doing anything.
Yes.
I'm talking about bullying.
Yes.
And we are discussing it. And then suddenly when I opened my phone, on Facebook, there was bullying.
Mm.
On my Google, was bullying.
And your phone was off.
And my phone was off.
Yes, yes.
But now everything around me was about bullying. I spoke about certain kind of food that you have to prepare.
Yes.
I didn't have my phone.
Mm.
Okay, my phone was there but not working at that time. It was just lying there.
Yes.
Then the next thing I know, I open and I find the recipes, like three recipes of what I was. So I was like, okay, so it means as I'm talking and my phone is close to me, it's like I'm talking into a speaker on the phone and my Google, because something is listening in there, it will bring about what I was talking about to help me live better. It's just like when you, okay, but now it's different from when you're listening to certain music via that device.
That's correct.
And then it opens more music that
similar
go similar
that,
or movies. That one
is understandable, yes.
It's understandable. But I think it's scarier when you realize I was talking lemons and then haibo. Then there's lemon juice. Then it's something about lemons, the health and benefits. And so I think that's what's
scary. Yeah, that's scary. You know, that's another danger that is there, that whatever that is revealed to us is not the whole thing.
Okay.
And there's a reason for that. They did also an experiment that if you look at into other phones, I won't mention
the name of the
brand. Yeah, the name of the
phone. Yes.
Yeah, but there's one that has got I think three cameras in a triangle form. But not all, you know, even now any company can do that. But we know the one that I'm talking about, three cameras. So if they remove one camera away from the phone, just removing it physically, they can still, you can still access that camera. You can still use that camera even if it's not connected to the phone. So what does that mean? It means that if it's on the phone, even if your phone, you think that it's off, someone somewhere can access it. You know,
I hear you.
Yeah, not I going to do so. Then it explains the issue that even if your gadget might be off, there's other ways in terms of that you information about you can be accessed. Yeah, and you'll see what other people will do. For example, when you access a certain portal, there will be security questions to say that just prove that you are not a robot. There's a reason for
that. There are lots of them now.
Yeah. The reason of those is that they need to, they check on the things that robots cannot do, of which is something that at the same time from our side, as we are being educated, we need to know that how much should we expose ourselves into a cyber space? Yes, yes. So yeah, other things like when you use, you know, AI, the chatbots, obviously they've been programmed by people to say, if you want to answer, if you have been asked a question, let's say it's a religious question, and the truth is, but for the mere fact that it doesn't benefit the programmers, then you should answer that I'm not programmed to answer.
Yes, it does that.
Yeah,
it does
or,
that.
Say the opposite.
Yeah.
So then you'll find that there will be people that will sort of have a way to say, okay, chatbot, if you don't want to say no or yes, just say orange or apple. So then obviously Tina will know that when it says apple, is actually a yes, but not programmed.
Okay.
Yeah, to say, yeah. So,
So this,
yeah, this is actually, as you were saying, to say you were talking about things, but now all of a sudden you find those.
They are there.
Yeah, they are there. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Mfundisi, you are saying do not be scared of it.
Yes.
But have control around it.
That's correct.
How
yes.
much you feed it of yourself. Be
That's
careful
correct.
Of that. And also how much you spend
That's
on the
correct.
Cyberspace. Be careful of that.
Definitely.
And then now we are talking about the benefits of using it, how we can benefit from using it. Okay.
Okay. Just as an opening line, it came to me that, you know, from the first episode or session that we had, most of the people, when they heard AI, they were expecting that we were going to talk about what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay.
But I felt that it is important that you need to set the tone. You need to get people to be interested in terms of that. These are the things that you can use with AI.
Okay.
It is not about the benefits and the dangers only.
Yeah.
And most people, when you ask them that, what is AI? Some they'll tell that, no, that is chatbots, and then that's it. It's far more than that. It's a tool that is being used by various companies. I can make an example. One of the benefits, there's over 50,000 apps or applications. Because I think the past 5 years or so, it has been an era that most of companies, for them to be relevant, they need to have apps. Applications. For example, with me, you know, with the dishes that we had previously.
Yes.
It was easy for all of us, of which I'll encourage the family of Radio Pulpit, that we should have the app.
Yeah,
Radio Pulpit.
Yeah.
Easy to use and so forth. So it shows that you align yourself. So that's one benefit as far as AI. Because of on that one, with the app, you know, you'll be able, companies are able to see active participants and passive participants and do projections and then things, because of it's able to gather information you know, from your research council and so forth, but something that is relevant to your business.
So
that's one benefit as far as the apps are concerned. And also companies will be able to zoom in into potential customers. Remember, here in Red Bull, we've got over 400,000 listeners and so forth, growing and so forth. With AI, it's able to do projections to say that if we follow this route, this is what you anticipate to have. But if we continue the same trend, this is what we... But then if that has to be done by people, the challenge will be it will take too long for us to achieve.
Yeah, because in the past, when you would have to do that, you'd have to move house by house.
Exactly. Yeah. And another benefit is the researchers. You know, people who are in research. For you to gather information, at times you had to be in certain areas. You need to verify that. So with AI, it's able to collate or to get or together information in a very short space of time. And then from there, that does not mean that you should take whatever AI is giving you as, you know, the gospel truth. It must be authenticated by a human. So whatever that is being done, though, is a benefit that it would have taken you 5 years to do a research.
This can be done in what, seconds, minutes?
It can be done in less than a day, you know, including you verifying and so forth and so forth. Mm-hmm. So a human touch will still be there, but that's a benefit. And this can also be used, you know, in various streams of various fields, you know, in engineering, medicine, politics, faith, finances, legal, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Then another benefit is what we have. We call them robots, the humanoids.
Yes.
They are the humanoids, of which now you can buy. I'm not quite sure here, but I just need to verify and confirm that so that when we talk about things here, we are responsible, whatever that we are saying. But you can, in the world, let me talk globally. In the world, as a family, you can buy a robot that will assist you.
Yeah.
That can be your assistant. It will do your chores. It will read stories to your children.
And it never gets exhausted.
Yeah, no.
Never gets sick.
Yeah, never gets sick.
No day off.
No day off, no special leave, no unions. The issue of people contracting diseases like your asbestosis, being exposed to hazardous chemicals, you know, robots can get into that space. So it's very, very important. Or maybe to be exposed to extreme temperatures. You know, robots can be designed in a sense that it can withstand very or extremely cold temperatures.
Yeah.
But in as human beings, you know, you'll need a room temperature. You know, your genomics must be right and so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
So it is very, very, very important.
Hmm.
Another thing. So what I'll do, I'll include the dangers and the benefits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in between. So what is important is that the companies that actually do the programming, it depends that how much level of interest they have towards the customers versus the company.
Okay.
Obviously, if someone is just carrying on with AI without at the same time, you know, saying, no, I think we need to reduce the speed or the rate on which we are doing this, so that we need to address the various generation as far as AI is concerned. What I wrote here, I say that, you know, there will be a deep invasion of privacy. Mm. For example, you spoke about something that you're not intended that to be searched.
Yeah.
So the issue of privacy is there. Like having the NGOs and the MPOs that will specifically looking into the moral codes as far as AI is concerned. And then we know that if you buy a specific AI prompt gadget in this company, it must have a seal of a specific organization to say this one is authentic, this one has been tested. Why I'm saying that, remember we spoke about the digital footprint. Some people, there might be things that have been said about you or things posted on you. For you to get everything removed is a serious problem. However, with Film and Publication Board, they have a service level agreements with certain providers. So if you go through them, they are able at their point to be sort of protect our citizens and so forth. If you're, so also, the issue of privacy is very, very, very
important.
Yeah, important. Yeah.
Sure.
And also, what we need to do is that people must not depend on AI.
Don't be enslaved. Can I use that word?
Yes.
Never be allow yourself to be enslaved.
Yeah, because if ever somebody has to do the thinking for you, Yeah. So that's the term that is normally used in the AI space, that we need to have guardrails. We talk about guardrails. So the minute you talk about guardrails, you say that in any AI space, it's a responsibility of those companies to make sure that there are limits. It's not upon the government or the society. They have to make sure that, okay, this is our target market. And the market that is not targeted, maybe some of the information that is not meant, you know, for young people, you know, for children. It should be, there should be a system that is embedded in their system that will make it difficult, not the other way around. And that can only be done or coerced or pushed by NGOs, NPOs, that will start solely in making sure that the guardrails are there. And it's not enough for them to be there, but they're enforced. Because that's another challenge, that if they compare our country, the law of our country with other countries, they say we've got one of the best. But then if we fail in enforcement, whatever that we have, really, it doesn't hold water. So it's important that organizations that can have a leg, that, you know what, we need to look after our citizens. And the only way, as much as if they can, companies can have an effort in coming up with new things, they need to do that parallel in ensuring that only the recipient that this has been made for receives that. And then if that is not happening, you must receive an alarm as an adult to say, you know, your 8 year old is on this such and such a platform. Not you have to go and search. So, of which it is possible, it can be done. But then if it doesn't benefit the company, then that's when, you know, the NGOs, the NPOs will then come in and do that. But as an individually, well, we cannot do that. And also, you know, one thing that we have to look into is that we should not be influenced by what is going on. You know, from time to time, you need to pause and check to say that, is this what God wants me to do? You know, being in this world, remember, we're the children of God first before we're anything else. We should not take whatever that comes from the world. As much as, you know, we've got our kids that are attending secular schools, but that not that doesn't mean that they have to live a secular life. But at home, we need to enforce, you know, the God kind way of life. And even when coming to technology, that should be
it
the
should
case.
Be the same.
And also, you know, making it to those companies understand that, yes, you can come up with something new, but you must understand that there are Christians out there that that will have a problem, because this will go against their faith. And if that is the case, I'm telling you, then we'll be doing the good thing for the
What
for
is the danger of one just relying solely on AI? Are we going to lose the being, it's like the person himself, into that space, not knowing who they really are anymore?
You know, it is designed so that it should be that way. I think that's where we need to start. That if something is designed so that you must rely on it, you start there. And you look into the things that, what is it that makes me to rely on it? I used to spend a bit of time when I do my assignments, you know, gathering information, you know. But these days, yes, I still gather information using AI, but I don't understand the formation of that information. You see, there you are able to identify, to say, I'm beginning to depend. But some, they might not be into that space. They might have the privilege of having this conversation. They are deep in it, not knowing that they are deep in it.
Sure.
But it's important that you need to pause to say now it seems that I'm more relying on AI than
I should.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's designed that way.
Okay.
Even our gadgets, they're designed that
for
way.
For us to depend.
So that you must not put them down.
Would kill for their cell phone.
Exactly. You'll travel the next 100 kilometers back just to say, I can't stay for the next 3 days without my phone. Rather than they can switch it off and then you can maybe buy a smaller nyana phone somewhere. But the cost of you going back and the price of buying just a small phone for that purpose and so forth. Yeah, but well, yeah.
Yeah, Mfundis. It's disturbing because you're thinking about the little children that are also introduced very early, those that are now addicted.
Yeah.
In that space. I saw videos and videos of them on how hard it is for them to go on without.
You know,
it becomes a fix, kind of.
Yeah. You see, the challenge is when God says that we need to train up a child in the way that he should be.
Yeah.
We must understand that they are still growing. That's why we have age restrictions, because if we know that during this age and that age, children depend on the parents.
Yeah.
Like when you look into the marriage age, you know, in South Africa, the legal. The last time I checked, that's why it's important I said that. The last
18.
Time I checked, no, it's 16.
Oh, is it 16 now?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking of liquor.
Yeah. But legally, 18 they can sign. So, but both parents can come. When they are 16. But we're not saying that now. When they're 16.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, then the law. So that's why you'll ask themselves that how did they get into 16?
Yeah.
There will be those debates. So it is very, very, very important that we have the guardrails. But those must be enforced by the people who are giving us these gadgets. And it is possible.
But so far, there have been no guardrails that have been given.
The thing is, because there's no one who's shouting. Yeah, so for the mere fact that there's someone listening somewhere else in that community.
And you realize,
you can start something in that regard.
On the guardrails, I remember you gave us screen time for each group,
That's correct.
Age group.
Yes.
But now I see on social media platforms, there are these learning areas where you can just click learn and then you start applying. You learn with them, and then they tell you at least if you are above the age of 50, every day 15 minutes.
Yeah, it can be an AI. I've seen that one. You're quite right. The time when we did the screen times, there are people, their job is actually they must be on the screen, so we don't count that.
Yes.
So the screen time that we count is the screen time that, you know, socially, it should not exceed. You might find that people, maybe for 6 hours, you are in front of the screen due to the nature of your job or your work. But then you spend 9 hours socially. That's when then the problem is. But for some, you know, there is nothing to say. I think this is far beyond what you're supposed to be at. Like we can talk about, you know, we know the Workers' Day, May Day, which is internationally. The reason it came to being is because there was no time in terms of that people should work so many hours. So every company would decide to say, if you don't want to work 12 hours, then so be it. So then until then to say, okay, we'll divide 24 hours into three. You've got 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, then 8 hours of social and doing some other things. Yeah, because of the way people, so the same spirit, we can do the same until, okay, we say, yes, AI is here. However, our well-being and our children's well-being
comes first. Okay.
If ever there's going to be a delay in them maybe coming up with a new gadget, if that gadget has failed these areas, as a society, we felt that it is not ready for us. because of we cannot be made to be ready for the gadgets, because of we are not made for them, but they are made for us.
They are made for us, our benefit.
That's correct.
Okay, Mfundisi, let's take a break and then come back to, I know we stayed on the first benefit.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's come back after these sounds by Uche Agu and continue on that as well. Get more on what do we call them?
The benefits. And the, yes.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
That's where you at. It is 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Uche Agu just gave us those awesome sounds. Make God big. We are sitting on 4 minutes just before the 1 o'clock news bulletin, but I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Clement Masina. We're talking about the benefits and the dangers of AI. And we are moving forward. So Mfundisi, what is the where are we going now?
I think we need to touch the point of workers.
Yeah.
Some is employees, some they are self-employed, you know, running a small business or a business. Yeah. This one is going to be a combination of benefits and disadvantages, if I will not say dangers.
Okay.
Because I think on the dangers we'll touch the, I think the cyberspace crime challenges and so forth. But on this one, I think it's important because we see these things happening around us. You know, many people losing their jobs, companies closing down, companies upgrading, you know, with new systems that are not familiar with, you know, people are not familiar with those systems and so forth. So it is advisable, you know, unions, I'll just single out unions, that they need to benchmark with other countries that have walked this route.
Right.
Maybe they are 5 years ahead of us in their companies. Remember, most of the companies are global.
Yes.
And some, they came to our country, you know, invested. So if they start programs or they change their systems, they might start somewhere maybe in Germany or South America.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, our union brothers, they can, you know, check to say, okay, when this thing started, as far as the employees, what were the challenges? Did you lose? And then they'll then explain to say,
like, make a research around that. Okay.
And then with that information, then they can engage with the companies that are here to say, you know, we are here in South Africa, but we see that 3 years ago,
You launched this, yeah. And how is it going?
Yeah, with us here, what's the plans that we have with our people? Can we start investing on them as far as having companies that will teach them on AI? Though they might not work here, but they will have a skill to utilize somewhere else, so they are relevant.
Yeah.
So, you see, it's if the company revamped or come with new systems, it's about profit. So that is a benefit for the company.
Mm.
But it's not a benefit for the employees.
Mm.
But we can they can come together to say, sorry, they can come together and say, we can have a strategy to say, out of the 5,000, we can retain 4,000.
Okay.
And then what is going to happen with the 1,000?
Sure.
Then they start, you know, that process. So if they can play into that space, we will not see AI as something that is here to take jobs from people or something that it's a threat. And I think we did a disclaimer to say we are not promoting AI. Our role is awareness as far as AI is concerned.
Know how it can benefit you.
100%,
yeah. All right.
So we can touch, I think, the dangers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll start with cyber crime.
Okay. Hold it right there on cyber crime. I'm going to just put it up there and say cyber crime when we come back from the news. Let's start with cyber crime. And I heard it's happening right now. No. A lot of it already. Okay,
yeah, it's festive season, you know.
Let's take a break. Okay. We're coming back.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.